It's Friday, May 30, and with your news at 7 a.m., I am Leonard Witbien. The Agriculture Ministry is exploring the revival of the long-delayed Windhoek Fresh Produce Business Hub in Vanaheda. Public Relations Officer Simon Yipandulwa has confirmed, originally expected to have been completed by 2018, the facility was designed to serve as a central hub for marketing and distributing of fresh produce throughout the country, as reported by One Africa TV News on One journalist Selma Tapopi.
Yipandulwa told News on One the project remains on hold due to a reallocation of funds, as a substantial portion of the original budget was diverted to address more urgent national priorities.
The project is currently on hold, as a significant portion of the budget that was planned to construct it was used for extensive earthwork to level the mountainous site where it will be positioned.
The Bank of Namibia has announced plans to include gold in its foreign exchange reserves as part of a wider reserve diversification strategy. According to Herta Ekanjo, reporting for One Africa TV's News on One, the regulator aims to source locally mined and refined gold with the goal of holding up to 3% of its net foreign reserves in the precious metal.
Bank of Namibia Director of Strategic Communications, Kazembere Zimbruka, emphasized the rationale behind the shift, clarifying that unlike Zimbabwe, Namibia is not backing its currency with gold. Meanwhile, economist Erastus Nginomenwa has welcomed the move. Nginomenwa noted the benefits for value retention and reserve diversification, pointing out that countries like France and the United Kingdom have long relied on gold.
South Africa's Deputy President Paul Mashatile says the government remains firmly committed to land reform, economic transformation and inclusive growth. Addressing the National Council of Provinces, Mashatile underscored the need for full implementation of laws like the Broad-Based Black Economic Empowerment Act and the Expropriation Act to uplift historically disadvantaged groups.
We now have the National Development Plan that is in place that is going to also ensure that we advance transformation. There is a concern that there are those who seek to undermine some of these transformative pieces of legislation.
Continentally, the Economic Community of West African States is grappling with rising threats, including terrorism, climate change, coups and poverty, according to top officials cited by Reuters. The warning comes as leaders gathered in Nigeria to commemorate the bloc's 50th anniversary. Jihadist violence has escalated in Nigeria and across the Sahel, with nations such as Burkina Faso, Mali and Niger exiting ECOWAS after rejecting post-coup sanctions. On the international front, a U.S. judge ruled on Thursday that the Trump administration cannot interfere with Harvard University's ability to enroll international students. It comes after the government tried to bar foreign students from studying at the prestigious university, as our correspondent in Washington, Nick Harper, reports.
Well, Thursday was graduation day for Harvard University, but it also marked another legal victory for the higher education institution. A judge in the U.S. city of Boston banned the Trump administration from making changes to Harvard's admissions policy indefinitely. Arguing the university's case, the director of Harvard's Immigration Services said that the administration's plan to bar international students had caused profound fear, concern, and confusion among faculty and staff members. If President Trump's plan had come into effect, it would have affected around 7,000 Harvard students. That's more than a quarter of Harvard's students' population.
Find all these stories and so much more on our website, futuremedianews.com.na. Future Media News, independent, accurate, and on time.